impacts the election in and of itself. You know, Ashley Case is talking about raises for directors. And, you know, is that something that is going to politically fly with people who are worried about their own pocketbooks right now? I think it probably is. You know, do directors need to get raises? I don't know. Maybe. Are people worried about how to pay their bills right now? Yeah. And hearing about how directors are going to get raises while they're trying to struggle to pay for groceries and everything else. Just, you know, they care about that kind of stuff. Dr. Boston is dialed in on this.
I just found the whole thing tiresome. I mean, you have this, you know, there was an earth-shattering event that took place in Italy yesterday based on real issues. And he's got this petty Rhode Island discussion between the typically hideously biased Rhode Island media about raises, and then the news break refers to the election in Italy as possibly, you know, the rekindling of fascism. I mean, it's very toxic in this state. You know, what took place in Italy yesterday is a great juxtaposition. Here you have a candidate who spoke at CPAC actually early this year, and here's what she said: our individual freedom is under attack. Our rights are under attack. The sovereignty of our nations is under attack. The prosperity and well-being of our families is under attack. Our children's education is under attack. Faced with this, the only way to be rebellious is to preserve who we are. The only way to be rebellious is to be conservative. And she didn't just pay lip service to it. For 2 years, she fought COVID lockdowns and vaccine mandates in Italy. And her message, which was pro-freedom, was yes to basic family units, yes to sexual identity, but no to gender ideology, yes to the culture of life, yes to safer borders, no to mass immigration. And now she's won in a resounding mandate. And, you know, here we are in Rhode Island butchering about nonsense. You know, and it's just very tiresome to hear. I'm sorry. It just is.
It's interesting that, I mean, I think that there might be two different things. I mean, I can understand your connection to the two of them, but ultimately, you know, Italy's Italy, and that's kind of more of a macro issue criticism. Right?
But we have the same issues. We have the same issues in this country and in this state. McKee is not addressing them, and Kalis isn't addressing them. You talk to normal people, and there's a hunger for addressing these issues, but instead we get trapped in this nonsense. Quite frankly, it's just nonsense, and it's very depressing.